priority that faces most folks across the country is access to services. Organizations are struggling with the large number of people that are calling our phones, trusting in our organization, and our ability to get them in and get them in quickly. So the access to services is really important, and funneling into that access or contributing to that access to the services problem is often a workforce crisis issue. We have in the behavioral health industry a large number of open positions, and we are having difficulty filling those positions.
You're right. The Missouri Department of Mental Health says there is a severe shortage. Many of the counties across Missouri do not employ a single psychiatrist or psychologist or behavioral analyst. What do you intend to do specifically to address that shortage?
The first place we start is making sure that our organization is the employer of choice and that we're known for taking care of our employees and making them feel valued. Second thing, we really need to get into developing our own workforce and reaching out and developing more practicums and internships and find those students in a real grassroots efforts that are interested in behavioral health, foster that career desire along, and hopefully keep them in our system. Have to work with state legislators to see if there is any funding to help recruit individuals to our state. There are a lot of states, particularly in the Midwest, where their legislative bodies are dedicating large amounts of money to recruit licensed providers, including psychiatrists, to the state, paying off hundreds and thousands of dollars of loans. I think the other thing that we really need to do is engage technology. Telehealth services is very popular in the physical medicine side of healthcare. And I think we need to probably engage telehealth even on a larger level.
Many people who struggle with severe depression, anxiety, or other mental health conditions don't seek help because they feel embarrassed or ashamed that perhaps they feel they're a weak person or their faith isn't strong enough. What do you intend to do to spread awareness that mental health is very much like other health conditions?
Yeah, you have to provide a lot of public education. You have to make sure that that people understand the services you provide, and that people really trust in your brand. We have to get to a point in time when I walk into a facility of rural behavioral health, I'm not embarrassed or I'm not ashamed. Or if I see my neighbor in the lobby, I would have a open conversation about what's going on with me. People need to understand that mental health conditions, addictions issues are real issues. Sometimes it's just not a matter of making a decision to turn it on or turn it off, and that you need professional care. You need professional care that's evidence-based and rooted in science and research.